pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, June 8th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? We have an agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just want to remind rural residents that the spring cleanup is still going on. We got the bill the other day, and I noticed that there was a resident from Middletown that turned in three appliances, but I thought, what the heck, at least Brian doesn't have to pick them up out of the ditches, so. But anyway, that's continuing on until the end of June. And we're just, Chandra and I will be gone this afternoon, or leave Thursday afternoon to go to a legislative election meeting in Des Moines on Friday, so talk about all the new rules. Is that it?
Thank you, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
I just came busy like always, nothing new to report.
Sheriff Glenn Denning.
Good morning. We remain busy as well. Things are going well, though. We had our testing on Saturday morning for new deputy candidates. Pretty successful testing. Hopefully, we'll move through that process in the next couple weeks to month or two and get a new deputy a job offer. We also have an agenda item for part-time clerical position. And I'm back here, so I'll cover the jail. The jail's down to 68, and I think we have six or seven waiting to go out of county to wait for room for them.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, no problem.
You too, Doug.
Yep, no problem.
68. That number's changed in the last hour.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. We are crazy busy. I want to say thanks to the Sheriff's Office. They helped us with some training we did last week out of our Nature Center with camps coming up. We wanted to organize a search and rescue training in case, you know, some kid went missing or something. They come out, we did kind of a grid search, and then they brought the canine unit out, and we got to see kind of how that works and really learn about what we would need to do on our end at the initiation of a situation like this, and kind of how all that goes. And so that was really good eye-opening training for us. Most all of our staff was there, so I really appreciate these guys working with us to get that put together. That was really valuable training for all those. As I said, summer camps are going on. They just started this week, so the Nature Center is going to be busy with camps going on. So for those thousands of people that come out there every day, just recognize that there's going to be kids out and about, out in the parking lot. Please drive slow. We seem to have a problem with people come flying into that place. We have put out a couple speed bumps, but that doesn't seem to slow our people down. So just be cognizant of that. Got some of the team out doing planting projects right now. Our septic system is starting this week to get put in up there at our shops at Big Hollow. And this last weekend, we had a great event there at Big Hollow with our flotilla and our open house. Had a lot of people in and out of the park. We had the Optimist Club host the fishing derby in the morning, and then we did the flotilla in the afternoon. I think we had, I don't know, 60 or so canoes, kayaks out there. Got some drone pictures. And, as I said before, we're going to be using that to promote awareness of water quality. That's going to kind of feed into the public stakeholder input for that water quality plan that we're working on, and we'll be doing our public meeting on that on June 24th at 5:30 p.m. up there at Big Hollow at the shelter house there to the east end. And so anybody wants to come to that and get their input on this plan that we're working on, and then find out what the research is showing us and how the plan's coming together, that'll be our next kind of event related to that thing. So other than that, just the parks are continually busy. Had a full house again over the weekend up at Big Hollow, and then decent numbers both north and south.
Chris, are they going to have any dragon boat races up there this year?
No, those would have been those are usually always the first weekend in May, due to the virus and everything going on. They just weren't quite ready for
them. I didn't know if they were postponing it, you know, for
Nope, I think they're just planning on bringing them back next year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our new prosecuting intern, Anayo Uma. He's a student at the University of Iowa. He'll be with us for the next 10 weeks. We brought him in at a really good time. It's judges conference this week, so there's like nothing going on in courts, but it gives us a chance to get his feet underneath him and get him ready to go. He'll be following Colin around a lot in misdemeanor court, and then probably next week when the murder trial begins, he'll be observing as much of that as we can allow, which goes into, we begin our first of three murder trials next week. We anticipate it will be a couple of weeks long. We're having a trial meeting on Thursday afternoon to kind of work out some of the logistical issues. Obviously, a murder trial is a little bit different than your average burglary. We have people who want to be watching, families of both the victim and the defendant. So we're going to be working out some of those logistical issues of how we're going to see people, how we're going to set up viewing rooms, those sorts of things. Otherwise, we're still playing COVID catch-up. Due to the fact that Kevin's department and the Burlington Police Department have been so busy, we're really trying to keep up with new stuff and catch up with old stuff, and then working on our national night out plan. Otherwise, just everybody's keeping busy. And welcome to Anayo. We're really glad to have an intern again. Our office has not had one, I believe, since 2010. So we're glad to get the program up and running again, and we're excited that he's here with us. Hopefully everybody will welcome Anayo.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Are you excited to be here too?
Very well.
All right. We appreciate you coming. I'm sure the county attorney has some work for you. Pretty bad to say this, he knows the county attorney has work.
I've already got a research project I'm giving him this afternoon.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, good morning. Things have been busy. Had kind of a flurry of activity on Friday. Kind of took over Jared and I's afternoon there, but it's been busy. Got a subdivision out for review. Got a couple floodplain things that we're looking into. And I do need to look at a couple work sessions possibly. I mentioned it several weeks ago. We had talked about the wind and solar ordinance stuff. So I need to talk to Lisa a little bit, just make sure there's a time when they're available, and we'll get that on the calendar. So otherwise, yeah, just staying busy.
Thanks, Zach. Natalie Stepper, Des Moines County Reporter.
Good morning. Just keeping busy, business as usual.
Sherman, budget director, has an agenda item here.
You are correct.
I'm going to skip you, Bob.
Okay.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. I got notified that yesterday Henry County moved their Mental Health and Disability Services office over to 106 East Clay Street in Mount Pleasant. So they've got a different office, but it's the same phone number, same email for Sarah Barrett. So just to let you know, they changed offices. Tomorrow we'll have our governing board meeting for the region, the SEAL region, and our final contracts will get to the governing board. And we'll do the other business of the month then. So that's about all for now.
Thank you. Angie, safety.
Good morning. We're business as usual. Just want to remind everyone though, we did go from freezing temperatures to 90 degree temperatures with very high humidity. This is the time of year where we have health issues caused by the heat. So everyone just remember to take it a little slower, give your body some time to adjust because Mother Nature has not given us that time. And stay safe. Other than that, we're good.
Thank you. Thank you. I see Brian didn't make any of the secondary roads, so.
We're all so happy.
You'll figure that one out later.
I've already explained what I've heard.
Bang, bang.
Length of the meeting depends on if Brian's.
Why is everybody so happy today? Brian's gone.
I told him last time, too. I said, everybody says you need to cut it down. He don't care.
No, he doesn't.
We're just keeping going with the construction, but everything's going well.
Okay.
Yep, and he's gone to a meeting, so.
Last I heard, they're looking at the completion of the Highway 99 bridge early to mid-August.
I hope so. Yes, yes. We heard you on the radio, so, yeah.
Oh, you did? And you already.
No pressure there, right?
No, not at all. I hope for earlier, just for me.
Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to keep busy with the COVID vaccines. We're going out to the farmer's market. We're there every Thursday from 4 to 7 at the 500 block of Jefferson Street. We're also giving vaccine in our office from 10 to 3:30 every day, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We will take walk-ins. We have the ability for them to go online and schedule appointments. We have all three vaccines. We have the Moderna, the Pfizer, and as well as the Johnson & Johnson one shot. So really encouraging people to get their vaccine if they haven't gotten it already. Our case count continues to go down in our community. We're at 3% currently with only 11 cases in the last 7 days. We have given a total of 35,000 vaccines in our county, and 16,700 are fully vaccinated. So moving along with the vaccine, and definitely want to encourage people to continue getting that if they haven't already.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Got a lot of projects going on. They're continuing out at the jail on the generator project. They got it kind of marked out. Just thinking they're hoping to maybe get the slab poured for it this week. So that's going well. The alley, as you can tell, plans have changed. I sent an email last week. They were talking about doing half and half, and then yesterday morning, like, well, we're just going to tear the whole alley out. So that kind of plan changed at the last minute. It's going to be nice when it all gets done, but it's going to be inconvenient for everybody around here for a little bit. So appreciate everybody's understanding and patience, but it's going well. A few little challenges here and there, unexpected challenges, but nothing that can't be fixed, and we'll keep moving on. So they're working on it as we speak. So I think they're hoping to maybe try and get some of it poured this week, but we'll just see how things go. Other than that, really busy. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. I think I missed anybody. We got anybody online? Okay. Correspondence.
I have none. But just a reminder that school is out. Everybody needs to drive.
Sudo. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have resolution for the fiscal 2021-22 appropriations. These are things that have been budgeted, but they have to be appropriated before we can spend them, is my understanding. Is there anything you want to say about these?
It's $42,474,260. Of that, $32,467,792 is the county's portion. The rest of it is for the fiscal agents that we are responsible for paying their bills and bringing in the revenue. So,
Southeast Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services,
yeah,
DISCOM,
assessor. Emergency Management, E911, yeah, all those.
Okay, need a motion to approve.
I move to approve resolution 2021-032.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And we have a resolution number 21033 for an interfund transfer for fiscal 21-22. Secondary Roads doesn't have a levy authority, so their money comes from transferring it from the Rural Services levy and the general basic levy. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have to approve this, or Brian will be spending most of the Tuesday mornings in here. We won't get anything.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
He knows because we'd all say it to his face.
We have a Class C liquor license for the Hy-Vee Haskins wedding on July 14th, 2021 at Barn on the Ridge. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for the Hy-Vee Wolf Wedding, Barn on the Ridge, on July 17th.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have personnel actions. One for GIS, Alexander Engel, a GIS technician, 7.5 hours of unpaid leave on May 24th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have one for County Attorney Anna Uma, a legal intern, part-time legal intern, 10-week program, $20 an hour, effective June 7th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Sure, the doom bell rang.
Hey, get out.
And we have the personnel action for the Sheriff's Office. Gwendolyn Baltusberger, a part-time clerical, a new hire, rate of $16 an hour.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Terry.
You got a good one.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have reports. We have the report. We have the recorder's report of fees collected for May 2021. General Assistance Report of Fees Collected for May 2021, the Veterans Affairs Report of Fees Collected for May 2021, and the Jail Statistics for April 2021.
And actually, the titles for General Assistance of Veterans Affairs is their monthly reports because they don't collect fees. So they're actually monthly reports.
Oh, that's right. Okay. These reports will be on file, available for public review at the auditor's office. Machine back in there. I didn't take time to see which one was attached to, so we stuck in there someplace.
Oh, okay.
Just I know which one it goes with. And I'm sorry.
It's just Natalie's anyway.
And we have minutes for the regular meeting of June 1st, 2021.
I abstain.
Move to approve. Yes.
Second, Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
And Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Epstein.
Okay. Any other business? Future agenda items. Zach mentioned the possibility
of releasing. We'll get to Trent. Brian was involved in some of those conversations too, so I'll make sure there's a time when everybody can make it.
Okay.
I'll make sure Terry knows sometime here in the next few weeks.
Okay. Committee reports.
I have one, but actually it's not designated. It's an extra one, so I guess there's not really anything to report.
I didn't have any. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. 319-753-8203, extension 4. Anybody in attendance have any comments? Teach on you, Bob.
What happened this year in rock and roll, Bob? You know.
What the hell? I might as well take the opportunity.
I'm sure you would.
First of all, welcome. And if I could talk to you for a moment afterwards, that would be great. Thank you. Snake Alley Art Fair. Fabulous Dr. Michael Abuasali will be playing at 10 o'clock at the Top of the Snake with his new band, Dr. Mike and the Pandemics.
I sure will be there. Or B Square?
That B flat.
Dr. Mike and the Pandemic. So how new was that group? Did it just start or you guys even?
About 15 minutes.
About 15 minutes?
So 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. You know, the beer tent won't be open yet, I don't think.
You sure we don't need the beer tent?
So that you know what everybody's laughing about. Michael Abuasali is one of the most popular doctors in Iowa, and he's also a drummer. And so he'll be there. He's my doctor. So I'm in this
He might not want to send you out as a commercial. Kept you going this long.
Can I ask you all a question? when you went to college to get your degree, to get a job like this, did they even once say that you're going to have to do this week after week after week? Sit here and watch a bunch of guys stamp documents.
This is Des Moines County excitement.
Well, that's us. 2 minutes is up. I'll take care of public comment. we're going to have an employee evaluation, maintenance supervisor. Do you request a closed session?
Yes, please.
Mr. Wiesner, okay. We will go into closed session and we will be adjourning after the after that session, so anybody who wants to stay around can. But you're gonna sit here by yourself. So you
I move we go into closed session.
Second. Carriage.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Jim Campbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Have a great day. Enjoy it.
You want me? No, I haven't had a chance. I just need to know before the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll try to get it before.
So, yeah.
Evaluation.
Okay, we need a motion to.
Motion to go out of closed session.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Sorry it took so long for you people out there.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a closed session regarding the maintenance director, and as a result of that closed session, Rodney's going to become a contract employee and at $70,000 a year. Any, actually, maybe we should vote on that. You know, we had the discussion.
I move to approve Rodney.
Oh, hold on here.
And I don't know whether we I'll tell you what might be, since we just, that's what we do in all those personnel sections, is we just say, is that okay with you and this and that, we don't really come out. We announced we made him a contract employee. We probably should have a personnel action next week.
Yeah.
Does that work for you, Rodney?
You're going to have the
just
contract
promotion.
Ready?
The what?
Or do you just want to have a contract ready for him and approve the contract? Because don't you normally approve the other's contracts at a meeting?
I
can't remember. It's been so long, I can't remember.
Probably, I don't remember.
Yeah,
I'd have to look at it.
Yeah, okay, we'll just do that. We'll have a contract ready for you, then we'll approve the contract. Good.
I'm not going to approve it for you next week, though, Rodney. I'm not going to be here. And it's not because I don't want to. I just want you to know that.
That's fine.
So yeah, let's do that. We'll just have the contract ready, and approve that.
Contract on agenda next week. So
yeah.
We'll have,
and
I'll get
something written up. Then I'll run past you.
Yep, that'd be fine.
So
Get in next week, if everybody's busy, if it's a week after, that's fine.
Well,
it probably should be done, or because I was planning on putting all of the appointment letters on the agenda next week, if I have them all.
Yeah.
I don't have them all yet.
Okay.
So we might want to do that before we actually do the appointment letters. So if we don't get all of the appointment letters, I'll have to push that back another week.
No, you want to read over long ago. You don't write a contract and sign it until you've read it.
Yeah.
You would have thought an adult would be smart enough to know that.
I'll tell you a story about that after.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Rodney. With an I, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.